RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Have you ever seen those guys that look like a Roman Greek statue? The Adonis, the muscles bulging everywhere, and you wonder, what is in their head? Are they intelligent or what? What's their story? Well, I got to tell you, a friend of mine who's on the line with us is a five-time Mr. Arkansas, in addition to being an educator in the health food industry. And Todd and I go back maybe about 10 years. And so, Todd, what's the story? How can people get on a diet that will help them to build muscle and have a body not quite like yours, because you and I have had rounds of talk about the size of your muscles versus the size of mine. And I think your whole arm is the size of my leg. So.
Well, Michael, I'm at the top of the food chain here as far as the athletic side of things, and obviously taking it to some extreme. That's the reason you don't find a lot of smart cats in bodybuilding, is because they're so extreme and they're into the one side. And with me, it's more about health than it is anything else. So I've kind of come to the conclusions of, and more than anything, trying to steer people to the right ways of building muscle as opposed to the ways of bodybuilding, which ultimately will kill you, by the way. So it's something that, as far as building muscle, if you look at what is happening as we age, Michael, the degradation process, losing muscle, losing bones, is the dying process. That is the death process. So we have to preserve bone strength and muscle strength. How do we do that? Certainly through resistance training. But it's also looking at these combinations that we're eating. In America, we're not getting enough usable, digestible protein in our diet, number one. And then number two, we're high in carbohydrates, way too high in carbohydrates, and that's what gets us in trouble more than anything else, is the overconsumption of especially simple carbs, and that leads to a cascade of events, fat, over much fat in the body, and then ultimately bad bacteria growth, all of these things. So it's something that we have to manage the ratios of what we're eating between protein, carbs, and fat, and getting the right heights that will assimilate and digest well for us. That's the main.
You know, Susan, who is also with us, is also into being healthy. I mean, she's an author, educator, the whole nine yards as well, and may have a, do either of you have an idea as far as percentages that people should be mindful of?
Susan, you know, I'll let you take that one first.
Susan, are you there?
I'm here. I wanted Todd to go first, then I'll give you my input.
Okay.
That sounds great. With my opinion, what I believe people need is anywhere from a half a gram per pound per day to a gram per pound per day of protein. That's generally, and I'm talking about usable, accessible protein, and that's lean body mass. That's not necessarily overall body mass. So someone who is, say, 150 pounds, and they may be 20 to 25 pounds or 30 pounds of fat, that's around 60 to 70 grams of protein a day for that person, and which is, again, can come from a multitude of sources. And the beauty of vegan sources today and vegetarian sources is we have sources that are usable, functional, digestible forms of these vegetable proteins and not just soy, as we were limited to 30 years ago.
Yeah, there certainly has been advances. I know there are certain companies that I see on the shelves in the health food stores where it is a pure vegetable protein. And what's your take on percentage of carbs?
It's generally anywhere from about a gram and a half per pound per day, roughly a gram to a gram and a half of carbohydrates, depending on the activity as well, Michael. If you're physical, you're going to need more. If you are more mentally active, because the brain utilizes a lot of carbohydrates in the process of even thinking. So we need around 60 to 70 grams of carbs a day just to have brain function. So anyway, it's about anywhere from that gram to gram and a half per pound per day. sometimes as much as 2 or even 2.5, depending on how active you are.
You know, that made me think a couple of different things. One, because people eat such garbage, the kind of carbohydrates that they're eating, the commercial junk food stuff that is carbohydrate, makes me think it actually gums up the brain, because when you look at our society, we don't seem to be the sharpest tool in the shed anymore.
And that has a lot to do with the type of carbohydrates, you're right, and then also essential fats. We are so low in fatty acids, we demonize fats in this country, and that's the worst thing we could do. We need more fats as we age. The brain degrades. We need to nourish the brain, which we're all fat heads, Michael. We're all made of fat in our brain. So we've got to take in, I think, as we age, more digestible, usable proteins and more fat in our diet as we age, because we need both of those.
Yes, I agree. And some of my favorite fats are avocados. That's like nature's butter. And flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts. And, Todd, I always feel best when I do a good workout. Within an hour after the workout, I want to take in some good quality protein. Since I don't eat animal products, I make sure I get good, clean, vegan quality protein.
Yes, and there's a lot of them out there today on the vegan side, from hemp, which I love, pea protein. We're getting rice protein now, potato protein. We're able to extract these proteins out of vegetables, and we're able to concentrate them to where they're tasty. Before, all we had was basically soy powder, which is horrible for some people, because I know personally I cannot digest soy very well. So we now have these alternatives that we did not have 20 years ago. So it's a good time to be a vegan athlete in today's world, simply because we have these digestible, usable, isolated vegetable proteins in a concentrated form that allows us to take in enough protein to do a difference, to make a difference.
That's right. I agree.
Would either one of you like to create for the listeners a breakfast, lunch, and dinner ideal?
I'd like to hear what Todd would say.
Well, I can tell you, Todd is probably going to have 2 steaks, 6 dozen eggs. That's just for breakfast.
No. I'd eat some meat protein. I am by no means a vegan, but I am certainly into a digestible, usable protein. And then if you are going to eat meat, you need to make sure that you split that up where you're not eating it back to back. The body has a hard time, no matter who you are, digesting those heavy proteins meal after meal after meal. So my ideal would be, in the morning, I normally do juices. I do a fresh juice. And then I do a protein shake. I do a whey protein shake. I like whey. It works well for me. Yeah. That's what I like to do in the morning, because I don't like to put a lot of heavy foods on me in the morning. Then from there, if I'm doing some type of heavy breakfast or a heavier breakfast, I just do eggs, Michael. I think that's one of the best animal sources of protein that we know of, is
with
egg protein.
Egg yolk,
so mine,
right?
Is generally an egg omelet for breakfast, or juice and a protein shake.
And Susan, you coming from a vegetarian lifestyle, what would you do for breakfast?
Well, I do the same thing. I do a wonderful green smoothie, and I put my special protein powders in it. So
okay.
I love that. Does the whey protein powder, are those branched-chain amino acids?
They are branched-chain amino acids in them, as well as, again, very usable, already pre-digested protein in them. So that's the reason that I'm a big fan of whey, is simply because it digests the clean.
Yes, and I'm with you on the soy. Unless it's fermented or I know it's organically grown, on occasion I'll have tofu, but most of the time I stay away from soy.
With the last 30 seconds, how would you tell people to proceed, Todd?
I would say, listen to your body, Michael. That's the one thing that we don't do. After you eat a protein source or any food source, how do you digest it? How do you feel? Does it give you energy or drag you down?
Fabulous advice. Thank you so much, Todd. This is Michael Schwartz, and you've been listening to The Healthy Self on Radio MD.